Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Ukraine now, where Russia is accused of a massive missile attack on civilian buildings in Kryvyi, the home city of President Volodymyr Zelensky. At least 11 people died and 28 were injured, officials say. For the latest, I'm joined by Belle True, foreign correspondent with the London Independent. Belle, you're very welcome to the programme. That missile attack on the home city of Volodymyr Zelensky, what do we know? What's the latest?
The latest is that at least 11 people have been killed in this missile attack that apparently hit an apartment building and a warehouse that was housing some businesses that make fizzy drinks. And essentially, at least 25 people have also been injured. But obviously, this is quite a deadly attack to take place in Kryvyi, which hasn't been hit as hard as other areas in Ukraine, which are closer to the front line, but is, of course, strategically important in the sense that it is the hometown of Volodymyr Zelensky. At the moment, they're still treating the wounded, and the death toll, the latest, is 11 dead.
And this happening, of course, alongside the counteroffensive on Ukraine's part. What's the latest on that?
Well, the deputy defense minister of Ukraine said that they've managed to liberate 7 villages in the sort of south and southeastern areas of Ukraine. So the counteroffensive, the details we don't have because the Ukrainian military officials have kept it very under wraps. But from what we can understand is that they're pushing forward in an area called Zaporizhia, which is in the southeast, and a neighboring region of Donetsk, which, of course, has been an area of heavy fighting. So the Ukrainians are saying they've managed to capture 7 villages and take, I think, about 90 kilometers worth of land, which sounds modest, but we are only in the early days of this counteroffensive.
Indeed. Some reports, Belle, I'm sure you've been working on it, have seen them, of one of Moscow's high-ranking generals that's been killed in action. It hasn't been confirmed yet by the Kremlin, has it?
No, it hasn't. At the moment, what we have is reports from a Russian military blogger that's talked about the killing of a major general in an area, again, which is near where this counteroffensive is taking place, in Zaporizhia. He was apparently killed in, quote, an enemy rocket attack during heavy fighting in their southeastern front line. But the Kremlin haven't confirmed that yet. But this blogger basically describes him as one of the brightest and most effective commanders, combining the highest professionalism with personal courage. So that courage, that's how Russia sees this person. But that would be quite a significant gain for the Ukrainians if such a major general had been taken out.
And indeed, even if it were the case that it's happened, they're trying to control the narrative, because as much as it is a war on land and in the air, there's a PR battle going on as well. And Russia today saying that they, in the south of Ukraine, they're saying they've captured some equipment and some weaponry from Ukraine soldiers. Is that right?
Yeah, they've been showing pictures apparently of captured German tanks that have been delivered to Ukraine recently. And as you said, this is a propaganda war. The much anticipated counteroffensive, the Ukrainian counteroffensive, even came with its own propaganda trailer. So there was actually quite a cinematic video released announcing the start of the counteroffensive. On the Russian side, they are claiming they're managing to hold their ground and even take back villages that might have been liberated briefly by the Ukrainians. And they've also claiming to have killed a large number of Ukrainian soldiers. These areas are hard to access, and there hasn't been, it's very difficult to independently verify either claims. But certainly in the south-southeast of the country, it looks like from these villages which have been liberated, which journalists have managed to access, the Ukrainians are being able to move forward.
The head of the Wagner group, the mercenary group that fights alongside Russian soldiers, Yevgeny Prigozhin, he's very outspoken. He said that Ukraine's counteroffensive, Belle, is far from exhausted. So is he warning the Kremlin there?
So we have to take the Wagner mercenary chief's comments with a pinch of salt. He's very well known for making quite inflammatory comments from the front lines. He's repeatedly warned that he's going to pull out his much needed troops if they don't send more weaponry. And he's blamed Moscow's officials and commanders for not giving him enough support. But certainly, I think that his comments tend to come when he wants more weaponry or more support. And this is also coming at a time when the Russian military is trying to take control of its ranks by absorbing the Wagner mercenary group into its rank and file. So I imagine that's a response to that. But certainly, he's a pretty loquacious character, and he very often says things which are quite controversial about the Kremlin in an attempt to, you know, get more weapons or get more support or maybe counter whatever Moscow's doing.
Okay, Belle True, foreign correspondent with the London Independent. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.